Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Corrections accuse the U.S. Department of Homeland Security of providing inaccurate data on the number of dangerous criminals in our jails and prisons. Commissioner Paul Schnell says DHS claims there are more than 1,360 ICE detainers, but they just did a point-in-time count.
At the end of January on county jails, and at that time, we had 94 people who were non-citizens in county jails across the state. We also know that we have about 380 non-citizens in Minnesota Department of Corrections prisons across the state.
Schnell says that's less than 500 in Minnesota jails and prisons, and he cannot figure out where DHS counts more than 1,300. The U.S. Senate could vote as early as this week on a resolution that would overturn a ban on copper mining near the Boundary Waters canoe area. The House has already approved the measure. If the Senate passes it, the Trump administration would be allowed to issue mining leases. It's not too late for Minnesotans to apply for energy assistance. Michael Schmitz is with the State Department of Commerce.
Home heating costs are projected to rise by over 9% this winter, adding to the financial burden for households already facing tough choices. And we believe that no one should have to choose between heat and other essentials like food or medicine.
For more information, you can contact your local utility provider. Police in St. Cloud say a woman is dead and a man is hospitalized following an apparent murder-suicide attempt. Officers found 22-year-old Haley Tobler dead of multiple stab wounds in an apartment Saturday night. 23-year-old Dylan Tobler was located with self-inflicted injuries. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition and is in police custody. In other headlines, a 45-year-old woman is hospitalized in serious condition after a robbery, stabbing, and assault Saturday night in Perham. Otter Tail County Sheriff's deputies and police learned a man forcibly entered a woman's apartment, and a witness reported he was stabbing and assaulting the victim. Officers say the 22-year-old suspect was arrested a short time later. While filing your taxes this year, Minnesotans can make a contribution to the DNR's Non-Game Wildlife Fund. Communications specialist Elizabeth Nalt-Mauer says donations are crucial to the work they do.
We rely on donations to not only fund our work, but also allow us to secure federal and state wildlife grants, which primarily fund our program. But to secure those wildlife grants, we need a monetary match to meet those grants, and that's where the donations come in.
This is MNN.